Om Shanti. 17th October 2019, Thursday. Dear Saints, sweet children, as well as having remembrance of the Father, become full of the wealth of knowledge. Only when the entire knowledge continues to turn around in your intellects, will you experience unlimited happiness? It's by having the knowledge of the world cycle that you become the rulers of the globe. Sweet children, as well as having remembrance of the Father, you should also have wealth of knowledge. And when this entire knowledge keeps on turning in your intellect, that you experience unlimited happiness. It's by having the knowledge of the world cycle that you become Chakravarti, rulers of the globe. So two most important things of this Brahmin life are the first two subjects of the spiritual universities. First, knowledge, and second, remembrance. Baba says, this knowledge should keep on turning around in your intellect. Then only you can experience unlimited happiness. Without the deeper understanding of this knowledge, happiness is not possible. Knowledge is light, and the mind is filled with darkness. And to remove this darkness, the radiance is needed. And that radiance, that light, that illuminescence is knowledge. So Baba is saying, keep on turn this knowledge around in your intellect. That means churning of knowledge. There are five words, and they are very significant words, alphabets in the word Murli. The first is M, that means Manan, that means churning, reflection, contemplating, meditating, cogitating on knowledge. So every day we have four pages Murli in front of us. And what we have to do with it? Simply reading or listening is not enough, but deeper churning. Why? When? How? Which? What? Where? All these questions should come in the mind. It is not that we are creating doubts. That stage of sanshay, that stage of suspicion, that stage of doubting Thomases is gone. That is not the stage. It is to understand this knowledge in depth. It is to dive deep into this knowledge that you should have such questions in your mind. Why? What? When? Where? Because if you don't churn, probably you will be telling the false knowledge to the world. Yesterday I heard one brother, he was explaining to one group about Temple Somnath. He was saying that this Muhammad Ghaznavi, he attacked Somnath 17 times. So he was telling this, but historically this is incorrect. Muhammad Ghaznavi never attacked Somnath temple 17 times. He attacked India 17 times. Out of that, 16th or 17th invasion was on Somnath. Some say 16th, that is 1025. Some say 17th, 1027 AD. This is most accepted. The last invasion by Muhammad Ghaznavi was on Somnath temple in 1027, and it took about 20 million dinar and about 5,000 people were killed. So that was the historical truth. But everywhere, this is just one example. So listen until you try to go into the depth of knowledge. We keep on broadcasting, propagating some historically incorrect informations. So it's never the 17 times, it's only once he attacked. Rest 16 times, there is a huge list. He started from 1,000, 1,001 at different places in Uttar Pradesh and many other places. And at the last he came here, which was the most memorable. So what is needed is whenever you see something new in Murli, you must try to go into depth of it. Historical knowledge, historical information should also be correct, rather than just saying the same thing which we have heard. Try to find the truth of everything. This is just a very small example. It's not even churning, but it's definitely some piece of information. So whatever information we give, that should be historically correct. Okay. So, develop this habit of churning knowledge. When you churn, pearls would come out. This itself is a churning. If you hear somebody saying something, stop and reflect. Is this correct? So churning is needed in order to understand any knowledge for that matter. Anything which is given to you on the platter, don't accept it as it is. See it, analyze it, find the truth, go into depth, discuss it out, brainstorm it, and multiple things. Without that, never accept anything. So, there are different, so many points in Murli. And they need thinking. Murli is not just for listening or writing few points, but every line of it has some deeper truth. So try to analyze, to fathom those unfathomable, ununderstandable things. So first is manan or churning, manthan, meditating, reflecting. The second is you is understanding. Try to understand what the speaker is saying. Baba is saying keep on turning this knowledge around in your intellect throughout the day. What he said when he said that thing? What is the meaning of this thing? Why is talking like that? In yesterday's Murli, multiple places Baba said there is a rubbish and garbage in the soul. You have to remove it. Baba gave the example of honey. Sieve and honey. When you are putting that honey into sieve, whatever that is on the surface, on the top of that sieve, and the pure goes out. So Baba says in the similar manner, there is so much rubbish and there is so much garbage of vices in the soul. So when he is talking like that, what does he mean? Try to understand the depth of what he says, the depth of every word, the depth of every line, the depth of every statement, the depth of every slogan, every blessing, every essence, every question, every answer, every song, everything. So understanding. Widen the scope of understanding. Just as they gave the example of medical sciences. When the medical student enters the medical college. He enters the medical college. The first day he reads about some disease, for example malaria. What is his understanding that time? He doesn't know anything. He has never seen any patient. Then last year, lot of theoretical knowledge. Then he enters into the field, into hospital. Then he starts seeing the patient. Then graduation, post graduation, then practice, and after 10 years, after 20 years. Malaria is same, but his understanding about malaria is increasing. So it is the same knowledge, but where you are standing, that depends. This is the mountain, this is the lake. For example, this is the Naki Lake. You stand here and you see the Naki Lake, it's different. You start climbing and you see from here, it is different. You see here, it is different. You see on another side, it is different. You see here, it is different. You sit at the top and then see. Every time it changes. Though it is same, but every time it changes. Where you are standing, that depends. Somebody is standing at a very high stage of knowledge. Somebody sitting in Madhuban, he looks at Murli from different point of way. Somebody is sitting at center, somebody is sister in charge, somebody is teacher, somebody is student, somebody has just finished the course, somebody is in Gyan since 60 years. Somebody who was a very intense effort maker earlier, now reduced at zero level. And somebody who is already at a very high stage with a very high yoga chart of 6 hours or more. So for everyone, Murli is same, but it is different. So widen understanding. So the Murli means, first thing about Murli is manan, that is journey. Second is about understanding. Always feel that I have not understood it. I want to understand today what is the truth. I don't know what is this body consciousness. Yesterday Baba said X of body consciousness. You put the X of body consciousness on your own feet, on your own foot. That's what you have done. The other day Baba was talking about gallows of remembrance. Fasi. So what is it? How is it? Third, R means reading and revising. Two things. Simply reading Murli is not alone. Once you read it, you have to revise it within 24 hours. So that you can remember all the points. And if you don't remember the points, the waste will come and fill the mind. Anything which is vacuum never remains vacuum. That is the rule of nature. If any vacuum is there, things will come and fill it. If the mind you keep free, some waste will come, some negative will come, some memory of the old, some past indulgence, or some wasteful or sensual fantasies would attack, assail the mind. So best is keep on reading and revising. Yesterday Baba said one very beautiful word, Gupta Mehnat, secret effort. What is this secret effort? Such a beautiful topic to churn. Gupt means what? What is secret in effort? And why effort should be, which effort should be kept secret? Baba said, in this study, in this remembrance, you have to do Gupta Mehnat. What is Gupta Mehnat? What is this secret effort? What is this clandestine effort? So, read, reread, read, reread, revise. And the memory training says that whatever you read or remember, try to revise it within 24 hours. Otherwise 90% is gone. You can't remember. That's why if you have first reading today, within 24 hours make it an effort that you have to revise. If you read today's Murli now, by evening you have to revise it. Revise important points. What were the things Baba said in yesterday, today's Murli? What were the main points? What was the main focus? Or what was those points which were very new, which I never heard before? All those things. So reading and revising. So M, U, R, then L. L is listening, Murli. One is hearing, another is listening. Hearing is you hear and you forget. Listening is full attention. Listening is you listen as if you are all ears. In English they say all ears. So be all ears. So listening means listen as if your whole life depends upon it. Listening as if, you know, if you have a laptop or you got some mobile but it is locked. Now somebody is telling you the password and he will tell only once. After that he will not tell. So how attentively you will listen? In a similar manner, listen every day's Murli as if Baba is going to tell the solution to the problem I have. I have a problem in mind. Problem in the sense I have a question in mind, and Baba is going to answer that question. For example, today evening we have Baba Milan, meeting with Baba, and there would be one Murli which would be played out. So go and sit in that diamond hall as if from this Murli I am going to get the solution of my problem or answer to my question. So how much attention there should be while listening that Murli. There would be thousands of people sitting there, but in that hall sit as if nobody is there. I alone am sitting here and God is coming and sitting there, and what he says I have to focus just on him. Forget the crowd, forget the instructions, forget all other things which are going on there, all the noises, all the hustle and bustle, all the noise which is there. Just sit and wait for him, and once he comes, whatever he says, focus only on those words, those lines, and listen as if your whole life depends on his version, on his statement, on his speech. And that speech should become life-changing speech for you. So listen, pouring all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your intellect into it. That is what is called listening. M-U-R-L. I is imbibing, dharana. I means how much you imbibe this knowledge, dharana. And for this is the most important step, I will say. Reading is okay, revising is okay. You have done lot of churning, you have tried to understand things, you have listened, that's okay, you have discussed. Now what is remaining is dharana. And for dharana and for imbibe, imbibe, the word, English word imbibe means to drink. Drink, imbibition. And for any point to become practical, you need a lot of silence, lot of solitude, lot of introversion. Maun, ekant and antarmukhita. Without these three things, dharana is impossible. Go in silence, take one point. For example, yesterday's Murli, Gupta Mehnat, secret effort. What secret effort we should do in order to understand? What secret effort? How much secret? So you need lot of silence to churn such points, or to that point should become dharana, that point should become practical. So this knowledge should translate into practice, this knowledge should materialize into practice. Without that, dharana is not possible. So you need a deep silence. So today is Baba Milan. try to remain as much away from speech as possible. Today is second is solitude. So today is Baba Milan. Even though we are amongst Brahmin family and this is such a beautiful family, yet one must find one's own space. One must find one's own inner space to be alone. That space is needed. Find out that space. The space is very important. And third is introversion. Introversion is, we have a tendency to become extrovert. Introversion is possible only when you have something deeper within. There are two compartments of life. One is internal and external. We are busy in the external world. But when we will become busy in the internal world, automatically the interest in the external world would reduce. So there is a microcosm and macrocosm. There is a cosmic world outside, but there is a cosmos within. So keep yourself busy inside. For example, today, if I decide that I have to stay silent, it is not possible. Simple decision is not possible. I should have a clear-cut, definite plan. For example, I have today's Murli with me, and I decide that I have to read this Murli at least 5 times. First decision. I am tying myself in some rule. I can't escape now. I have to read it 5 times. First step. Second, not just reading, but I have to go in silence and churn it. That is the second. I have forced my intellect to do this. When I will force myself to go in the internal world, automatically the interest in the outside world will reduce. Otherwise, the mind has outgoing tendencies. It goes out, it wants to talk, think, see, meet people, do anything nonsensical. So you should have some goal. I have to do this. Then only it is possible. So Baba is coming in the evening. Try to remain as much in silence, as much in solitude, as much introverted, as much as possible. Busy in churning Murli. And sitting in Baba's room, talking with Baba, talking with self. So sweet children, as well as having remembrance of the Father, become full of the wealth of knowledge. This knowledge is wealth, property, jayadat. Baba says, this knowledge is wealth. Don't waste it. Only when the entire knowledge continues to turn around in your intellects will you experience unlimited happiness. It's by having the knowledge of the world cycle that you become the ruler of the world. You become the ruler of the world by having this knowledge. So these are the 5 stages of Murli. First, Manan is churning. Second is understanding. R is reading and revising. You can add one more R, repentance, for having not following the Srimad. L is listening with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with pouring everything into it, as if this is something new, that is something secret. And I is imbibition, imbibing this knowledge. The 5 stages of Murli. So today evening Baba is coming. Prepare your mind for that great, grand, glorious, beautiful, magnificent, beautific meeting with the Divine, with the Highest, with the Supreme. The soul should merge into the Supreme, that stage. So plan your own day in your own way. Plan your own day in your own way for the Divine meet. Om Shanti.